You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Riggins.
Hey.
You and I are Navy brothers today.
That's right.
Navy. Accelerate your life.
That's right. I spent some time in the Navy.
Could you imagine?
No.
Yeah, Riggins is wearing a Navy hoodie and a Navy hat. I got on a white shirt with Navy outline in the design of the crawfish that's on it. And then I'm wearing a Nashville Sounds hat, which is navy, white, and red that my daughter bought me. I don't say the word navy without saying it like the voiceover guy on the commercial. Navy.
It's the best.
Navy. Accelerate your life.
Who is that guy? Because I recognize
his name is Keith David.
Keith David.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the movie
Something About Mary?
Yes.
Okay, he played the stepfather, the black guy in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
If you want to follow him on social medias, he speaks that way all the time.
Yeah. Oh,
really? He's just making a video. This is the way he talks into the camera because it's his voice. It's under Silver Throat.
Yeah.
I just think his handle is cool. Silver Throat.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys, you might not know his name, but as soon as you see him, he's been in so much stuff.
Yeah, and he's done so many voiceovers for animated shows and video games and things like that. I remember, I never watched this show, but it was coming on one day, and I heard it as it came on, and I heard his voice. It was the Gargoyles.
Yeah.
Animated show. He was one of those characters.
Yeah. What a great job.
Mm-hmm.
To just have a great voice and do like animated stuff. And you just go into a studio and lay down your lines and you're done. You get the check.
Right. And then when you're ready to take a regular, role in a movie or something, you do it. Fine. And what else did he do that was pretty big? Oh, there was a really popular movie with Charlie Sheen and his brother Emilio Estevez, where they played trash men, garbage collectors.
Yes.
And he was the one that was sent to observe them because they'd been screwing up so much.
That's right.
And he was all hard on them and everything.
What was that called?
Working Men, maybe? Or Men at Work? Working Men?
Let's see. I'm looking it up because I remember the movie.
And I think he played in Armageddon.
Men at Work.
Yeah, Men at Work, yeah.
Armageddon. Yes.
Great movie.
I never saw that.
You never saw Armageddon?
Mm-mm.
What a classic.
No, it's about space, though. Isn't it about aliens and stuff?
No, it wasn't about aliens, but it was about space.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I cried and cried. I know, Riggins, you had to have cried. It's the saddest movie.
It was super sad. Ben Affleck, right? And Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
He was going to marry Liv Tyler, which was Bruce Willis's daughter.
Right.
And he picked the least straw, to go up in space at the end and essentially die. And Bruce Willis takes pushes him out of the way. And he's like, take care of my daughter.
Okay. Well, there goes my weekend plan to see it. This will be the weekend that I watch that finally, but not now. Oh my God.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distill Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I forgot to tell y'all how my wife was acting the other night before y'all's Facebook Live thing, Lindsay Look.
Oh.
Because I was up here because this is my space, you know, this is where I work. And I was, you know, putting my night show together and everything and communicating with the producers back there and letting them know what, you know, sound bites I need and all that stuff. And I'm looking at the clock and I'm supposed to eat at 4:30 and leave at 5. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm okay. And I have to stop working a few minutes early because I know I got to get her set up in here to do that, the Facebook Live thing with Lindsay. And I got it set up and I said, hey, can you come here a minute? And she knows what I'm doing. And I just needed her to come in and I could show her I'm not leaving it hooked up exactly the way it needs to be. I'm just going to leave you the steps. So all you have to do when it's time is plug your power cord into this and then turn on the lights and mm-hmm. you're ready. So I let her sit, you know, she sat down. Well, first of all, when I said, can you come here a minute? She's like, yeah. I said, well, I'm trying to get this thing fixed for you tonight. Well, I'm doing stuff too. Okay.
Okay.
So she sits down and then she just looks into the camera and she looks into the monitor and she's like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So she goes, I'm not as tan as you. Back those lights up. It's too bright. It washes me out. And I was like, okay. And she sits in this spot right here and doesn't move until I leave. Just sits here. And I said, so, you know, since this is a little different than the last week's setup where you just had to sit down and turn it on, you may want to get Riggins on a little bit, you know, a few minutes earlier than you normally do to make sure he can walk you through anything that you have problems with, or Lindsay. And she goes, I know, I will. It's like, she just hates having me be the authority on something to her. She just hates it.
Well, when she sat down the other day to do Lindsay Look, she said, I look so washed out right now. I don't know if it's because these lights are too far back.
She made me move them back.
I know. She said, I don't look like you guys, because Lainey was on y'all's daughter mm-hmm. with me. And she said, I don't look like you guys. I look just like yellow, pale, white. I don't know what color. Yeah, these lights aren't working for me.
Look, and I brought a ring light in here because Lindsay, evidently you told her last week that she may just need a ring light like you have.
Yeah.
So I brought that in and then I tested it before I even called her up here and it looked terrible. Oh. So I moved it over there. It's never in this room.
Uh-huh.
I moved it over there and she sits down and she goes, well, I mean, do you think it'll look better with just that light? And I said, no. Why? I said, because I've already tested it. It looks terrible. Yeah. Why do you think that light's in here?
Yeah.
I wish I could come over and see that. You don't have a window in front, right?
No. Yeah, there's a window, but I keep it blacked out.
Okay.
Because it gets glare in here and it's just not good.
Well, you look fantastic.
I know, right? You'd think that she'd just follow. Oh, I'm kidding.
Well, no, I mean, it would make sense to her just sit down how you have it.
Yeah.
But
you know, I'm a professional model, Lindsay.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more. And more.
Go to TJRiggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I love seeing, keep posting the first day of school pictures. I love them. I don't know why. I think they're great. And people go so above and beyond now. Lindsay, I saw we posted the pictures of Delilah's first day in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And that's typically what you see, like the little board says, hi, my name's Delilah. These are a few things I'm interested in. But I've seen, and I thought they were super cute. She looked adorable. You look great.
Thank you.
But I've seen people really do elaborate things on their front porches, like with props, like big pencils and notebooks and stuff. I mean, really going above and beyond for that first day of school picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but I love it because it's so extra and it's just fun to see.
And I love when it's,
I love those. And I also love the Halloween costume pictures when they're very little and the parents start posting those.
Those are good.
Those first day of school ones. I love, even with the little kids all the way through high school, I love the first day of school pictures.
And I love when they compare the kindergarten to the senior year. But I love to, on the board where it says, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because a five-year-old just doesn't, you know, a couple months ago, Delilah was saying she wanted to be Elsa, you know, like they don't get it. Well, the other day I said, now, what do you think you want to do like as a job one day? And she said, I want to be a doctor, but for cats. And I went, okay, so that's going to be a vet. Like, you know, they don't know.
And she's a cat doctor.
Yeah. He's never been around cats. She doesn't have a cat. Like, she just thinks that this is what she wants. But it's so cute.
It is so cute.
I'm doing the exact same thing that I said I wanted to do when I was 5 years old in kindergarten.
What?
Yep. They asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, I want to be a has-been radio disc jockey.
Are you kidding, or did you? Because I could see you saying that at five.
No.
Okay.
No. Lord, if I would have had any warning that this was coming, I would have jumped off the bridge a long time ago.
We would have been better for it. The world.
I've been working on bridges, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of heights. So what does that tell you?
Yeah. Well, there's a woman. Last year, we talked about this woman, Shelley Gates. She's in somewhere in Mississippi, somewhere in rural Mississippi. And she charges $10,000 to outfit kids' dorm rooms. So the parents are paying for it, obviously. That was last year. This year, inflation and stuff, you know, $20,000.
Oh, no.
She charges $20,000, mostly at the University of Alabama, LSU, and Ole Miss. Those are the big three schools that she works for. Mm-hmm. And she spends all of her time looking at 18-year-olds' Pinterest boards and gets inspiration and then decorates them. And to be fair, they are incredible dorm rooms once she's done with it. But 20 grand to decorate a dorm room? Come on.
Does she do boys' dorms or just girls' dorms?
I haven't seen any boys' dorms.
Yeah.
I am in the wrong business. Sorry.
Here's something that I don't know if everybody knows this, but if you ever hear of anybody who went to Ole Miss or has a kid at Ole Miss, they're rich.
Yeah. Okay.
Just know that.
Yeah.
They've got the money to pay $20,000 for a dorm decoration.
It's a genius business model because this person knew what TJ is just saying. She knew that. And she was like, you know what? Parents are going to pay for this. And I could do that job. I mean, any female with like that likes fun things, you know, decoration can do that.
Anybody who's good at interior design.
Anybody.
You know, my wife has a friend named Shannon. She's an interior designer. She could do that easily.
You know who should do that? Robin at Lily and Grace.
Yeah. She could do it.
Yeah.
Great idea. Mm-hmm. So good luck this year in school.
Paying your kids tuition.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, so this is some groundbreaking information that every American needs. A survey has revealed the best choice when playing rock, paper, scissors.
Oh.
Yeah, 34%. Usually go with rock. 23% said scissors and 20% said paper. So choosing paper on your first throw gives you the best odds of winning.
Hmm.
The other 23% said they don't know what they usually go for or they'll mix it up.
I always do rock first.
Okay. So the majority of people do rock first. So if you do paper, odds are that you're going to cover the rock.
Right. So I need to start doing paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I act like I play this a lot. I'm like, okay, noted. Yeah. I've played this in 20 years.
I don't know that I have ever seen anybody play this game but white people.
You're right. You're so right.
It's a white people game?
I would think, because I never see any other groups play rock, paper, scissors.
Well, it's kind of, I don't want to say nerdy. I don't know what the word is. It's like not fun. I don't know.
What do they call it? Like the challenge. Okay. Like you want to sit shotgun in the car. And if you got a coin, you'll say, I'll flip you for it. What do you say if you're challenging somebody to rock, paper, scissors?
Oh,
but you don't.
I think you just say it. I think you just say it, like rock, paper, scissors for it.
Really?
I think so.
Rock, paper, scissors, go. And then you're like, yeah. Like, see how nerdy that is?
Yeah. Is it one, two, and then throw it on the third one? Or is it one, two, three, then throw it?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. That makes it even nerdier.
It's so nerdy. Paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's play right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because we can see each other. Okay. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, I won. I got both of y'all.
Scissors, you cut us both because we just decided it would be best to throw paper first.
I should have done rock because I would have stomped you, but you would have covered me. Mm-hmm. See how nerdy we are?
Yeah, and even more nerdy is that we did it on a video feed that has about a third of a second delay in it. So we're not rock, paper, scissors shooting at the exact same time. Fun.
I can't with this.
Yeah, that made it even dorkier, yeah.
Well,
something
to do today on a rainy day.
Yeah. You know what I don't think people do enough as a fun recreational activity is pitching coins.
What is that?
You know, where you get up against the wall or you have a line drawn on the floor and you have, let's say it's pennies, and you pitch them and whoever gets closest to the line wins those pennies. And then you do another round. And
I don't think I've ever played that.
Oh, really? It's technically a gambling game.
Oh.
But you can do it with quarters or whatever. But it's like whoever gets closest to, let's say you're doing it up against the wall. Mm-hmm. And whoever's closest to the wall with their pitch gets all the money that's out there on the floor.
Oh, nice.
And so you just do it in rounds like that. It's better if you just have a line in the floor, though, because, you know, then you get into it. Did it hit the wall and come back, or did it, you know?
Now, I'm down if we could flick dollars. Because that's something to really cheer about, you know, winning 10 bucks, but a couple quarters. Eh. Yeah. But if you're a kid.
You can win a lot.
Well, if you're with half dollars.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter, and then you run a hot water cycle, and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Mr. Riggins, yes. I got to tell you something that you're going to think is funny, and you're going to feel sorry for the people who are the ones who the engineers at the other radio station where I work. Now, when we were cleaning out, or when I was, well, it was we, Jody and I were cleaning out our old studio, and I told you I was uncovering all of that equipment that we had in there, and I didn't know where it came from. Some of it had never been used. It was just like, yes, I'm just sitting here looking at, it was almost like looking at a giant hole and watching checks with my name on them that where I had signed them just be sucked into hell. Is what it looked like, because it's never been used equipment and all this stuff. So turns out there was one piece of equipment that I can use, And it is something that I can use if I need to do my night show from my home studio.
Oh.
And it will sound, you know, exactly like I'm in the studio and all that. Okay. So, the engineer wanted me to take it into that building, and he had to program it and do something to where it corresponds with their receivers and this, that, and the other. And he did all of that. And then he sent me a note that he said, you can pick that up. It's on my desk chair. Just get it. And then when you get home to hook it up. And then he started talking engineer stuff that I have no idea what he's saying. And I'm thinking, dude, if you weren't planning on coming out here to up here to my house to hook this up, or at least get on FaceTime with me for about 3 hours, yeah, it's not going to work.
No way.
He assumed you would be able to do that on your own.
He's like, he has the equipment. He knows what it is. He bought it.
Yeah.
So surely he knows what it does.
Right.
True. You did bring that piece of equipment to him. You should know the basics, I guess, is what he's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Little does
he
know
that. How long have you been in radio is what he's thinking, you know, but it's just totally different.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I can barely get this setup hooked up every day. And yeah, a lot of times I'm late because I've messed up on that.
Tell me. You know? God bless.
You're an idea man. That's, you know, that's sort of your wheelhouse. The tech stuff is just, you know, that's, it's not your bag.
Well,
that's
you're okay, the though, performer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
But those engineers, you know, their minds work like, this comes easily to me, so it should be simple. You just hit hook this, and then run this and run that and done, you know. And you put in these codes, 513-0-50-21-LGBT, whatever. It's like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. You always know you're in trouble when you, there's a term that always is used in radio. They always go, well, it's a black box. That's what you're looking for. And you're like, everything that we have is a black box. Yeah. With dials on it and inputs and wires. It's a black box.
Yeah. It's like standing in the airport baggage claim area and saying, my suitcase is black.
Yeah.
Look around.
Yeah. It's a little black, small zippers.
Yeah.
Got wheels on.
Oh my gosh.
So that's been over a week now that I've been, you know, it's my move now, and I don't even know where to start. I'm intimidated by it, so I don't know where to start.
I wouldn't have it. Do you have it in your possession now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the closet.
Locked in the closet.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and there's a company called LaCure that makes these drinking gummies, no hangover the next day. They are totally awesome. Save 15% off your LaCure order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Why are you fancy looking today, Leonard?
Me? I don't know. I just like the feel of this. I just put it on.
Okay, you got a necklace and jewelry, hairs. Are you?
Yeah.
Is that for your trip to school later?
No.
Your baby girl, you going to pick her up, or does she ride the bus?
Pick her up. Oh, no, they actually don't have buses.
Yeah, I know. The private school doesn't have buses.
Oh, I'm kind of bummed about it. I like the bus. I'm kind of fancy from here up, but from here down, you don't want to know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I believe you.
Yeah.
But we were talking earlier about how much we love those first day of school pictures of the children and all of that. You know what I would really want to see, though? I want to see the first day of school pictures of the teachers.
Mm. Yes.
Because some of those made the social medias in a viral way, where the teachers were too flamboyantly dressed and like what? They're going to the club, like really dressed up with like super tight skirts on and all that. And then, of course, you know, the other pictures of teachers were, just look like they rolled out of bed, and they look like in high school, they look like students who have failed several times and then just don't care about school or anything else.
Yeah.
The way that the teachers are dressed. It's terrible.
That's not good.
Yeah, there should be strict dress codes for the teachers. Absolutely. You should have to dress professionally if you're a teacher.
But which one are you picking?
I would rather the one dressed like they're going to the club. At least it's clean looking and it looks like they put some effort into it.
True.
And the ones that I saw were pretty bad, though. They were fine.
Like cleavage and the whole nine? Cleavage,
but mainly the tight, like skirts.
Okay.
That that were showing their voluptuous curves.
Yeah, like bodycon.
Yeah, you know, these buxom teachers.
That's so inappropriate.
But I think it's more appropriate than dressing like you just, you know, came out of the mechanic shop.
Well, that's true.
You just got through painting your apartment.
Yeah. Wearing your Crocs and your joggers. Yeah, I mean, I get that.
And you know what? I always said this kind of as a joke, but it was just the way I said it that I made it kind of funny, but it's true. It's the day that that schools started allowing teachers to wear dungarees. It went downhill from there. Once teachers were allowed to wear blue jeans to school, everything went downhill from there as far as their dress code and their appearance.
They got more lax about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mama was a teacher. She's a retired teacher, and there's not a day she ever would have gone to work wearing jeans and not having her hair fixed and, you know, would never bust up in there in a t-shirt and flip flops or anything like that.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think between the club goer and the, you know, just woke up look, who do you think's getting in more trouble though? The club goer.
Well, yeah, because the administration people at the school don't expect anything out of the teacher. So I'm going to choose looking clean over not clean every time.
Sure.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter. And then you run a hot water cycle and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So this week we found out that Bojangles is expanding into New York City with 55 locations planned through, I think, 2030 is what they said. And as somebody who was born and raised in North Carolina, Bojangles is a North Carolina staple. Something about this irritates me and I can't put my finger on why.
Is it because you don't think they're really going to appreciate it enough for how good it is?
Maybe that's what it is, and that's a stupid way to think. Like, why couldn't they appreciate a delicious chicken sandwich, chicken biscuit, as much as we do? But I don't know. Tell me why. Why is that irritating?
Because you're just territorial about your things, you know, and especially taking your prized cultural things to New York. I mean, gross.
Yeah.
And the fact that the first one is opening up in Brooklyn, I'm just picturing a lot of, you know, skinny white guys in like scarves and beanies.
Yeah.
Just like, let's go try a chicken sandwich, you know. I just want to shut up.
Yeah.
I'm picturing them more making fun of it. Like, all these hillbillies, this redneck food coming in here. You know, that's what I picture it to be before they even eat it. Like, what is that going to be? Fried chicken? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hillbilly's coming in there.
Hillbilly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. You can't have it. I hope Bojangles rethinks it, but it doesn't look like they're going to. And yeah, just something about that was weird to me.
Do you remember that ad campaign from Sundrop where they said that, you know, they did it like it was a news report that people in New Jersey were trying to get Sundrop into their state. And then people saying, no, they don't get our Sundrop. The Sundrop is made for people in the Southeast and
oh,
you know, things like that. Yeah.
I love that, though.
So I don't know if they even wanted it, but they, the ad agency or somebody put together that ad campaign saying they can't have it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I like that. It's the same attitude I have.
What are these bow rounds? Are these supposed to be hash browns? What are these bow rounds? Can you imagine? They just don't appreciate them.
They're not going to appreciate it like we will. So I'm hoping it goes well.
You put bow rounds on the chicken sandwich. You just might as well just get on way from here, Miss Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Somebody was making sliders with the bow rounds as buns.
Yeah.
Putting like a little bit of sausage and cheese on.
Yes.
Crazy stuff out there. so good luck to Bojangles. Kodak is another business that's in the news. Earlier this week, they made the news that they announced that they're not sure if they're going to be able to continue in business because, you know, sales are hurting. Not a lot of people buying Kodak products anymore. I don't know if that's surprising to anybody.
Mm. Yeah, well, they were hanging on whenever people were still using digital cameras, mm-hmm. even though they didn't have to be, you know, developed film and all of that stuff. But, and I thought that was making a comeback for a little while. The young people were pulling out those little Sony digital cameras, you know, that their parents used to have.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
It's
how many people are buying cameras now?
Disposable exactly. ones occasionally at a wedding, mm-hmm. but like not, you know, maybe once every 10 years.
Yeah. So shares took a hit this week after that news came out. We'll see if Kodak survives. It's sad. It's been in business, you know, long, long, long time. And then today's National Lemon Meringue Day. So I know TJ's a big lemon fan. Lindsay, a big lemon fan as well. And I don't know what meringue is, but
it's meringue, got lemon in it. It's egg whites that are beaten until fluffy and they have sugar in them. And then you spread it on top of the pie and pop it in the oven and just barely brown it. So it takes the place of a Cool Whip or something like that.
I've tried Lindsay's meringue. It was awful, I'll be honest.
Could you imagine?
No. We've got more next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distilled Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go!
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
We're going to talk about the black market in just a second, but first, the week in review is coming up in just a few minutes. So in case you missed anything on the show in the world of pop culture, I'm going to recap everything for you coming up in the week in review, an original song I do every Friday. Don't miss it. Coming up in just a few minutes. Let me ask you guys something. Have y'all ever bought anything off the black market?
No.
Or maybe you didn't realize you were buying it off the black market and then you found out later like, oh, wait, that was probably a black market item.
So like, you're talking about like a fake purse or something like that?
Maybe a fake purse, maybe some unlicensed alcohol. No. You know, I think it could be a lot of things.
Oh, yes, I have.
Knockoffs.
Yeah.
That's right. You bought some knockoff items, right?
My dad was very angry at me when he found out. I was like, what? Is this illegal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Federal offense, actually.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah, and since he's a federal law enforcement officer, it probably struck a nerve.
Yeah, and then the kiosk in the mall got busted and raided by the FBI. So anyway, long story short, I bought from them fake bags.
The FBI busting in the mall.
Yep. And you want to hear the craziest thing? I worked for mall management. When I purchased the fake goods under the kiosk, it was like a hidden drawer. They sold them to me, and then they got raided.
What? Did you have to give back what you bought?
Hell no. Nobody knows I bought anything. It was like undercut. It was like secret, like before the mall opened. I was like, give me it. I give you $80. You give me a Louis Vuitton, you know? And I told my boss that very day that this happened. She's one of my friends. I said, listen, girl, I have Chanel earrings and I got a fake Louis. What do I do? She was like, just don't say anything. Yeah.
I've got a fake Louis.
I got a fake Louis and my Chanel earrings were in my ears during the raid.
Now, was that the Louis you had when the intern was trying to freestyle rap that day on our show? And he kept saying, with your Louis Vuitton bag and your Louis Vuitton bag.
That was a real one by then. But this was, yeah, this was like multicolored. It was super cute. You couldn't even tell it was fake. So it was from the black market. Yes.
Except for the feds. They somehow found out that it was not fake.
They got word.
They figured it out. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize there were so many things on the black market that you'd never expect. Of course, we know about luxury handbags and jewelry and Rolexes, things like that. But did you know there's a black market for tapeworms? You buy a tapeworm through the dark web, and it also comes with the medicine to kill it. So people ingest the tapeworm.
To lose weight
for 3 months and then take the medicine to kill the tapeworm as sort of like this get skinny quick thing. I mean, can you imagine?
Yes.
You're like, where did they order? Do you have a link?
Do you eat the tapeworm? I don't know how you ingest the tapeworm, but that it's a real thing. People do that. There's also a black market for expired Starbucks flavored syrups, the ones that are seasonal. So you can go to certain places and a Starbucks employee will have lifted the pumpkin spice syrup and sold it on the dark web.
If they wouldn't have stolen it and they would have just bought it and upsold it, I probably would have done that for the eggnog latte.
Would you have?
Yeah. I missed that.
Also heart medicine, blood pressure medicine, some things that aren't even like opioids and just regular medicines are available on the dark web. In the black market. So a lot of things out there. It's getting kind of crazy. So we will recap everything for you coming up in the Week in Review next.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, the most special time of the week is when Riggins breaks down for us all the important things that happened on the TJ and Riggins Show, behind the scenes of the TJ and Riggins Show, and in our popular culture worldwide. It's called Riggins Week in Review. Hit it.
This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Taylor Swift announced her new album. In case you were craving some music that's fresh, she's just so influential, like Jim Jones or David Koresh. Everyone's excited for some guest features. I don't want to spoil, so I won't say. But I've been hearing a couple names, Eagle Eye Cherry and Macy Gray. Yeah, big names. Travis Kelce said her job is harder than his is. And that sent some people into a rage. And one of his biggest reasons, he said it gets, quote, really hot on stage. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. I love that quote from Travis, though. Lindsay's daughter didn't cry on her first day of kindergarten. That was kind of messing with Lindsay's head. And Lindsay, after you took off your headphones, you should have heard what TJ said.
What?
It was bad. Her daughter was feeling proud walking into that classroom. It's amazing she's come so far. She marched right in there with confidence, like Lindsay at an open bar. This is my place to be. Lindsay probably thought those younger moms were judging her and whatever nasty things they had to say. But Lindsay, I think you should embrace it. You're like the old yeller of the PTA. This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. The adult Happy Meal came to McDonald's. This is just something I don't get. If I reach in my bag and grab a toy instead of fries, I'm going to be pretty upset. Yeah. TJ went to the dentist for the first time in a while. It's been a while since he's been seen. And when he was filling out his paperwork, they thought he was Madonna or Mr. Bean. Both problematic dental patients over there. And our sweet Tech D Rob has COVID. And I don't know about you, but he's hanging in these dungeons with dragons. You're going to catch something a time or two. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Wow, wow. Yes. So thank good.
You. Thank you.
Thank Have you not so checked much. On the Tech D, Rob?
You know what? I haven't, but that's a good thing. I should do that. We should all do that.
Yeah. I'm kind of busy today, though.
Yeah, me too. I'm swamped.
Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll send a group text or something.
Yeah, we'll circle back on this. Yeah,
maybe Monday after the weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give him a chance to get over it.
So there is it's a very special holiday today, and I think only one person on the show can celebrate it, and that would be Miss Lindsay. And we will get to that coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
I just recently found the coolest gift on Distill Union. You need to check these out. They're MagLock sunglasses. I got them for my husband. When he puts his sunglasses on his shirt, like when he's golfing, they always fall off, or if he's on the boat. These MagLock sunglasses lock to stay in place wherever you put them. They're so awesome. Go to tjreagans.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So today is National Relaxation Day. National Relaxation Day. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And I think the person that could benefit from National Relaxation Day the most is Lindsay.
Okay.
It's not TJ. TJ's yeah. got two jobs. He's working all the time. But there's something about Lindsay, and stop me if I'm overstepping here.
Oh, no. Step away.
Lindsay seems so wound tightly.
Okay.
That I think if you just loosen that bolt a little bit, like it's all just going to come spinning out of you.
Yeah, it doesn't actually. It just still stays up there.
It just gets tighter and tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I think that. I was watching your Lindsay look the other night where you yeah. were on with TJ's wife, Jody, and her and their daughter. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about some of the things you were dealing with when you first became a mother.
Yeah.
Are the kids the problem? Is that it?
The kids have made me wound tight.
Okay.
Yes. All right. But it's not their fault. It's just how I am as a mother. And I don't mean wound tight. That's probably not the best word. I have anxiety.
Yeah.
Here and there, you know.
But Regan, she's always had like the energy level way up here over every little thing. You know, it's like, oh, I can't believe she said that. You know, even when she was young and single and all of that, there was any kind of drama that went on. Remember, she would just like go from here to here.
Yeah.
You know.
That's okay. always been, yeah. he probably forgot, but like I'd come in there after, you know, that girl in the station would be like, put the taco down. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, listen to what this bee did. You know, like I'm just dramatic.
Yeah. Is that what it is? It's dramatic. It's just dramatic. And I'm reading it as like overly.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But
I think so.
Lindsay, if you did have a day to just to relax, and I think this is where women don't take relaxation time as it should be. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think relaxation time is sitting by myself and being quiet and, you know, in the recliner, resting, watching whatever I want to on TV and just, what do you call it? Just chilling out. Mm-hmm. Women look at free time away from kids and their husband as a time to go find friends and do something.
Yes.
You know, but which is not relaxing. It's fun, but it's not relaxing.
Right.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I'm never going to have a day where I'm alone. I'm doing whatever I want to do alone with my thoughts.
Never?
No.
Yeah, a lot of women are that way. They're afraid to be alone with their thoughts.
And it's
because they know that, you know, if they're alone with their thoughts and then those squirrels in their head start telling them to do things.
That's it. And also, like, when I do have free time, I do want to have fun. Like, I do want to do things that I used to do, like with friends, you know. So, I don't know. I'm kind of in a weird headspace with that.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to waste having free time on just doing nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's the fear of missing out kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah, which I never had before. Mm-hmm. I could definitely, back in the day before kids, like, do my own thing and, you know, because I knew those times would come again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went out a lot with friends at that time. So, but now it's like my time is limited with my time.
Yeah. Yeah. Translation, she crazy.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, a few minutes ago during the break, Lindsay got up from her chair in her home studio there and goes to the door, and we hear her say, "No, we don't need to go. He doesn't need to go to the hospital. You know, we're not going to the hospital." And Riggins and I, "Oh my God, somebody got hurt. What's going on?" And we still don't know. We had to go back on the air. So what was that about?
So during the segment, before the break, I hear a consecutive knock on my door. Like, it doesn't stop. It's just no words, just a knock. So I'm like, "Oh God, they probably hear this." Did y'all not hear it?
No, yeah. I didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I tried to like speak over it. Like, this is crazy. So when we went to the break, I went to the door. I opened the door. No one's anywhere. I'm like, "Hello, did someone just knock on my door for 5 minutes straight?" Delilah comes, pops her head up the stairs. "That was me, Mom. And I really need to talk to you about something." I was like, "Okay, what's going on?" She said, "Brookie ate a minion and I think we need to go to the hospital." And I said, "Okay, what do you mean he ate a minion?" "Well, it's like a keychain, like a little minion on a keychain, and he swallowed it down his throat." And I said, "Okay, is he breathing?" "Yeah, he's talking to me and he's laughing because he thinks it's funny." I said, "Where's your father?" She said, "I don't know." I said, "Where? Kyle?" I'm like yelling. "He's in the shower. This happens every time he's getting ready for work." So he comes out, he pops his head out. He's like, "He's fine. I'll deal with it." I said, "Okay." So she said, "But we do need to go to the hospital, Mom." And then I shut the door. I said, "Nobody's got to go to the hospital. He's fine."
He's fine. You know, I know her dad is from the Midwest, but she got a lot of Southern in her mom, mm-hmm. handed down to her. And, you know, that baby's looking for some lorazepam.
She's already, listen, she is me.
It'll be doctor shopping, baby.
Yes. She is me to a T, bless her heart. She's very responsible and independent, but also worried about it. I don't know if that comes with the first child. I don't know.
Hmm.
Did it come with?
They pick up those kinds of things.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Just like, you know, my son is very cynical about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom seems to think that he got that from me and hearing me his whole life comment about things one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
What does she know?
Nothing.
So anyway, I'm not sure Minion's going to come out in his poop, I guess, today. Keep posted for that, guys.
He ate a minion.
He ate a minion.
Love it.
She even told me which minion. She said, you know, it was Jerry. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's his favorite.
That's his favorite.
Maybe a little Dahmer situation going on there.
It's scary. Yeah,
that's why Jeffrey Dahmer wanted to, why he ate some of his victims, is because he didn't want them to leave him. He wanted them so badly that he wanted them to be part of him.
Oh my God. I have a little Dahmer.
Yep. You do.
Oh my God. Great. Maybe we do need to go to the mental hospital.
He's like, no, Mom, I didn't do it. I was just taking a pee. You see my mannequin? That was my mannequin. He's going to come out ready for school, and he's going to have these giant eyeglasses on, these big square ones, looking like Dahmer.
Don't scare me. Now I'm paranoid.
Jerry's part of me now forever, Mom.
No, I need the lorazepam.
Oh, my gosh.
He can never leave me.
Jerry's in me forever.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at aquila.la and the deals page at tjriggins.com.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I get it. And Riggins, you're always really good about this. When the Gen Z starts talking about how the millennials are old and out of touch and all of that stuff, and that does happen. Riggins will be the first to, as a millennial, he knows that happens when the next generation's coming along. They make fun of the generation before them. But I think these Gen Zs take it a little too far, where they just look for reasons to try to tag somebody as just being old and not knowing what's going on.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Now, most generations, for example, the millennials did that to the Gen Xers, my generation. But you don't go back and start insulting the people in the generation before, like your grandparents and stuff like that. You don't take off after them. But these Gen Z people do.
Do they?
It's like, oh, this is an opportunity to call somebody out for being old and out of touch, and we're going to do it. Like, okay, both of y'all are millennials. What do you do when you're leaving a hotel when it comes to checking out? What is the process you do?
I don't think I do check out.
We
leave.
Yeah, so do I. So we got Gen X and millennials, generations. We don't do anything. They know what day you're leaving. All you got to do is leave. You don't have to go turn in a key or sign out or anything like that. Well, Gen Z, they're all over the social medias making fun of people who do that, saying that's just an old people thing. You can tell somebody's old if they check out of a hotel. He's like, okay, well, that's not a given, right? When you think they're either old or they don't travel very often.
Yeah.
But they're grasping, trying to find something to make fun of people about.
Probably.
Because they always got to be picking on somebody. They're bullies.
Oh, they are. Those Zoomers are bullies.
Bullies.
They really are.
Yeah. Oh. But you know what? What's the next one? They're going to get a taste of their own medicine in not too distant future. I think the Gen Alpha or whoever's coming up next, they're going to get ripped to shreds. And
I hope so. Because one's made fun of a former generation harder than they have. I have never cared what anyone else does. Like,
well, those hippies, that hippie generation, the baby boomers, they really, really made fun of their parents' age and all of that. And that's how they started that revolution.
Okay.
You know, the young people are taking over because these old guys are square and they don't know, this or that. But they didn't at that point go and attack their grandparents' generation.
Right.
You know, even those dirty, rotten hippies that brought no good to this country, they had enough decency not to just take off after and start making fun of the oldest of the Americans. These Gen Z Zoomers, boy, they'll take a swipe at anybody.
They sure will.
They have no respect for anybody.
Even each other. They're just savages.
Yeah, they are.
don't like it.
And I've got two of them. Mm. Both of my children are Zoomers.
Yeah. Well, but they're respectful.
Well, I mean, they don't have anything to make fun of me about, you know, because I'm cool and young.
Yeah.
I wear my hat backwards sometimes, for God's sake. I'm young.
Yeah. Exactly.
Jay and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, I got a tip for you if you want to save some money. All you got to do is tell all of your closest friends to go kick rocks.
Oh.
Go pound sand. We're done. There's a new poll of Gen Zers and millennials, and it found that having friends costs an average of $250 a month.
Dang.
That's money spent on brunches, dinners, bar nights, and general hangs. Oh, my God. If I would have read that ahead of time, I would not have let the words general hangs out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Just going to have a general hang.
I kind of liked it for like a minute because you would never say that.
Mm. The average for men is $296 and for women, $208. 44% has skipped a major event with friends because of the cost. And 1 in 4 says social spending makes it hard to save any money. Social spending?
Whatever that means.
Well, I would rather hear somebody say social spending than to say they have spending money. Because all money is spending money.
Yeah.
So, and hey, the rest of it's spending money. Well, what'd you do with the other? I paid bills. Okay, so you spent it.
Yeah. That's an old person thing, though, right? Like the spending money.
You got some spending money or mad money, they used to call it.
Yeah.
Ace's dad would call it squirrel money. Money that he's got squirreled away like a squirrel would nuts.
Oh, that's funny. So his
wife didn't know that he had it.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
get into my squirrel money here.
I'm going to start calling my hidden stash my squirrel money.
Yeah, you probably got more squirrel money than anybody.
I do.
But the pressure to meet up is just too much for a lot of younger adults. 24% says they'd feel left out if they couldn't do what their friends were doing because they couldn't afford it. Pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are in the same boat, and it's leading to new strategies among friend groups. 23% agreed with the statement, "My friends and I prioritize no spend hangs, so we can spend time together without spending money."
Oh God!
Mm.
No, oh my God. No, that spend hangs. Fun. It just sounds terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be hanging with anybody who uses that phraseology.
Never.
That'll save my money. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll just be more for the general hang. That's why I'm here for the general hang.
DJ Riggins and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter. And then you run a hot water cycle and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. Oh yeah, oh yeah. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, listen carefully. Don't freak out. It's a trigger alert. Trigger alert. I'm not about to go into any type of political philosophy or anything like that. So you're safe. Don't run off the road. But there is a video going around of a true hippie kind of guy. Now, you know, I'm a conservative. Trigger alert. I'm a conservative. Don't freak out. I'm not coming to get you. But it's just, it's the truth. I'm a conservative. And people will a lot of times take that to mean that I don't like anybody who's not a conservative. And that's not true at all. There are some people that disagree with me politically as from front to back. And I think they're sweet, wonderful people. And I miss these types of, let's say, we'll call them liberals. I miss this type of liberal. You don't find these very often anymore. But this guy, white guy, dreads on top of a mountain with a bunch of other people dressed like him, look, you know, the tie-dye, dirty looking, the whole thing. And he is so happy to be up there and explain what's going on up there. It's so refreshing. Listen to this guy.
The journey began. Here we are. On Shasta's full moon, vegan food being served by these beautiful people. They come up here every single year on top of this beautiful mountain, and they feed everybody. And such good vibes. We've been up here for 36 hours on the sacred mountain, and all of the most amazing things that could ever happen have happened. And here we are. This is the grand crescendo, happy full moon. It's going to be an amazing drum circle over here. A lot of really good vibes going on. A lot of beautiful, smiling people. Check them out. Check them out. Keep following the sacred stage and stay up to date for the next badass movement of energy of people and the best life ever, which you're already living. So continue doing it. Blessings and aloha.
I mean,
aloha. Yes.
Who wouldn't like that guy? You don't have be around that guy and have to start arguing about the issues or anything. I could sit down with that guy by that fire that they're building out there and have a great time.
I'm doing the drum circle for one.
Yeah. I don't think that's a little loud.
I'm kidding. I know.
A drum circle, a vegan potluck. Yeah. This is
anybody
awesome.
Anybody who comes, just great. Just great.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, for the, I don't know, it seems like the fifth day in a row, Taylor Swift still one of the top trending topics. They say she broke the internet during her appearance on that podcast with her boyfriend Travis Kelce and his brother Jason. It actually glitched when they premiered it, and Taylor and Travis are very much in love, and her new album comes out on October 3rd. So people still discussing the hype around Taylor Swift. We didn't get much of a reprieve there, no. Did we?
Did you see his photo shoot that he did?
Yeah. From GQ magazine? I did. They're calling it the worst magazine what? Cover ever.
Yeah, the whole thing was just cheesy looking. And,
I didn't see it.
I mean, it's GQ.
Can we put it up or let me Google? Do you have the picture?
I didn't know they featured straight men in GQ.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a good looking male celebrity, you're probably in the hunt to get the cover of GQ.
Wait a second.
Are you looking?
He's like in the woods.
Well, the one I saw, he was in the water with a safety vest on, like the kind. Yeah. Looking like he's directing traffic at a construction site.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Oh, yeah. This is the worst. Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah, Travis Kelce in a cowboy hat, that doesn't work.
You know what only works for him? Let me show you what only works for him. Smiling in a suit.
Yeah.
Or in your football outfit, fine, whatever, you know.
But he's a hairy son of a gun, isn't he?
That's what they say.
Eddie would have grunted one more time. He'd have been a bear.
Let me tell you what else doesn't work. The slicked hair for him. He looks like a slimy car salesman. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding a boa constrictor. Like, I don't know. This isn't right.
Mm. You're saying it's a little overly dramatic.
Yeah, it's not for him. The suit, the smile, that's cool. That's funny. Mm. That's cute.
Yeah.
It's not working for you.
You're on a alligator boat. What do you call those, TJ? Alligator boats?
Airboat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In a bear outfit.
Yeah, it looks like a bear costume or something.
Yeah, it's not working. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, GQ, good
not
job.
Working.
Good
not
job.
Working. Yep, absolutely. And then Jack in the Box this fall has pumpkin spice mini churros, and they're available early for app users. So if you download the Jack in the Box app, you know, maybe assess what's going on in your life and then go enjoy some delicious new fall treats from Jack in the Box. So much fun. What is the helicopter kid? Well, it's a trend that's taken off on the internet. I'll tell you all about it.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Have you seen these awesome glasses TJ's daughter Lainey found? They're called Aquila, and they're 10% off when you use code TJ at checkout at Aquila.LA and the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
There's a term you might not be familiar with, but it's called the helicopter kid. And I know as soon as I read about this, I was like, this is me. This is what's happening in my life right now. It's exactly what you think it is. You're not a helicopter parent. You are a helicopter kid. And you're watching your parents get older. And all of a sudden, you start becoming more concerned about everything they're doing in their life. Like my parents are notorious for not telling us about, you know, when they get sick or something or whatever it is. And it's like, oh, I was sick for like 3 days. I'm like, why didn't you call me? You know, I start to see myself like getting more involved in their life. But this woman on TikTok, she explains, she goes, I take it one step further. I'm watching how much sugar they're putting in their coffee, if they're using non-fat dairy creamer. When they tell me about their morning walks, and I say, well, make sure you're not walking along the golf course because, you know, all those pesticides, there's that story out that, you know, being around golf courses is causing dementia in older people because of all the pesticides they use on the fairways and the greens and things like that. So I totally get this. And I don't know if you guys experienced the same thing.
I don't.
If you don't hear from like your mom, do you get worried? Like that's like if you're trying to get in touch with her.
Yes. If I'm trying to get in touch with her and she's not answering, then I might panic a little bit. But it's totally normal for me to not talk to my parents for days at a time. But when I find out later when we catch up that they've had some major thing going on, I'm a little irritated that I haven't heard about it.
I'm the same way, and I'm turning more helicopter-ish than she is because let's say she gets like a, for example, she gets a mammogram. They find something. She's got to go back. She won't tell me. I'll find out like a month later and I'm like, why didn't you tell me? But if I didn't tell her if that happened, oh, I'd hear about it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So maybe it is like a generational thing. They just don't want, they see it as like imposing or that you don't need to know.
She doesn't want to worry you until there's something to worry about.
Yeah, but if I did that, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the worst daughter. How could you do that? Like, you need to tell me I'm going to cry. She's going to cry.
Because you took away that opportunity for her to worry. See, they like worrying.
They like it.
They look at it like they worry so you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what?
Because I'm trying to picture Delilah doing the same. Like, yeah, it's just a cluster. I don't even know anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about everything.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to get my parents to move out of the golf course because I can't take it.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.